This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
This is the Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Now, here's Chelsea Messenger and Michael Jenkins.
Joining us on the Roman Guest Line is CBS Sports and Odyssey NFL insider Jason Lockenfora. You can hear Jason with Brian Baldinger on Baldy's Breakdowns with new episodes out every single week. All you have to do is search Baldy on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcast. Jason, always great to have you with us here. And let's start with coaching situations where we're going to see a lot of movement over the next few weeks. Is Mike McCarthy safe in Dallas? Because the performance that we saw from him and his staff against San Francisco was uneven at best.
They're saying he's safe. I don't entirely buy it. There's a process that's going to play out with both of their coordinators. They feel pretty strongly about those coordinators. I'm not biggest Kellen Moore guy in the world by any stretch of the imagination, but Jerry Jones is. If they're going to lose both those coordinators, and that's a very real prospect, they may act to try to keep one of them and to keep them in a capacity other than their current one. They're not pleased with the job that was done there, no matter, again, what's being said right now. They thought they had a Super Bowl winning team. They didn't come anywhere close to even making the Super Bowl. And it's not personnel because Jerry picks the personnel. So how could it be personnel? We gave him everything he could need and then some. He didn't get the job done. They weren't pleased, you know, at various times this year. And I know people who've talked to Jerry Jones who have come away from conversations pretty convinced that if this season did fall short of expectations, that they would seriously consider making a change. You know, Mike McCarthy has done some stuff in his career. He's won some stuff. But the 2 years in Dallas, you look at that body of work, it ain't great. So I would say, TBD.
When looking at the expectations for the Cowboys, I think that's where the problem starts. Just because they have so many good pieces, you would think, and their team on paper is a good team, and they entered the season with a lot of, or entered the postseason with a lot of wins. But the almost exact opposite would be true for the Raiders, who now have a lot of, turnover when it comes to their GM spot and also their head coaching opening. What is next for the Raiders? And do you think that they can be a playoff team as soon as next year?
Well, I mean, they were this year, and it's an expanded field, and so it's certainly possible. I think, though, that there are issues with how many top picks just aren't even playing for them anymore, will never play for them again. When you talk about Ruggs, talk about Arnett, Farrell, I don't think he's back. He's barely there in even a reserve capacity now. Under new leadership, I don't expect much for him. It's hard to replace that. It's hard to overcome that. And I think that's part of the reason why they're making a change there at general manager. I'll be fascinated to see if Mark Davis can lure another big fish. You know, Mark Davis had always kind of come up short, and then he finally got Gruden. And that, at the time, I know 5 years into it where they haven't had a ton of success, it's easy to kind of hem and haw about that. But when he lured Gruden out of the booth after a lot of people had tried and failed, that was a big deal, you know. And he also got the thing done in Vegas, which a lot of people thought was never going to happen, or that he in particular couldn't make that happen. So can he now, on the heels of that, get someone like a Jim Harbaugh? What is the division of power there? You know, he had a paradigm set up where Gruden had all the power anybody could ever want, Bill Belichick levels of power. Is it going to be set up the same way now? Is there going to be more of a division of labor? Because this is a coaching search that Mark Davis never thought he would embark on. He would not have been moving on from John Gruden if not for the discovery of those emails and everything that came after that. So I think they have the potential to kind of be about who they were, but they're going to have to start drafting much better ASAP.
Yo, Trey.
Kevin, what's up, man?
You know, I've been thinking, what would have happened if the NBA never vetoes the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers and we get CP3 in the same backcourt as Kobe in L.A.?
Well, you get a very happy Jack Nicholson, for sure.
And the Lakers probably win a bunch more championships. CP3 finally gets a ring or two or three. And the Kardashian empire is forever altered.
What did you just say? Hey, everybody, I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier, and we're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former sports center anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass
or play call. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused. Follow Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
We're talking to Jason Lockenfora, Odyssey and NFL Today Insider. He's also co-host of the Afternoon Drive Show, Inside Access, on Sports Radio 105.7 The Fan in Baltimore. Jason, while we're talking about coaches, and I don't want to overreact too much, but is the Cliff Kingsbury experiment in Arizona closer to coming to an end?
Well, look, it hasn't netted much. You know, a lot of hollow yards and a lot of sort of empty victories, mostly early in seasons, mostly against suspect teams. But certainly they've been unable to maintain any consistency in terms of their offensive approach and their production. He seems to run out of ideas as the sample size expands. And that's a team that tends to peak in November. That's not ideal by any stretch of the imagination. My gut is they sit back and say, well, look how tough our division was. And, you know, it's a COVID year, and we didn't have J.J. Watt for most of the year, and we didn't have DeAndre Hopkins for the critical games down the stretch. So, you know, let's roll it back out there. The problem is they've acted as if they're a team in a Super Bowl window. They've acted as if they're a team that's on the cusp, because when you give that kind of money to players who are that age, of course it comes with the caveat of they might break down. They might get hurt. Football is a young man's game. So I don't think they're on the cusp of a Super Bowl, and I think they'd have to have a hell of an offseason to actually do so. You know, you've also got the Kyler Murray thing to figure out, where, you know, you going to pay him like a Mahomes, like a Josh Allen? You know, is that who he is? Is that really what he projects to be? And they've already made the bargain that Kingsbury is the best guy out there for him. I mean, that's why they came, you know, that's why they did what they did and brought them, you know, brought them in together. So I don't know that they're willing to admit defeat, but I also don't think that program is headed in a great direction. And I think you can look at them and you can look at Matt Rhule and you could say, you know, there's two college coaches who go into next year having to really prove something. If you're gonna keep going down that road, and in Kingsbury's instance, you know that's a guy who was you know thinking about an extension, and if they extend him, that would be bonkers.
Right. To be fair, though, they didn't have a ton of expectations entering the season, at least in Las Vegas, where the odds had them, you know, the worst odds to win the division. They were projected to finish last in the NFC West. But elsewhere in that division, we've got the red hot Niners heading to Lambeau Field to take on the Packers. Do you think the momentum carries on here, or do you think this is the end of the road for the Niners?
I certainly give them a puncher's chance. Now, we're going to have to see about some of these injury situations. You know, is Bosa able to play? Is Werner able to play? Did Trent Williams come out of that game okay? If they have those guys available, could they play bully ball? Could they play keep away? Could they run the ball in a multitude of ways effectively and keep Aaron Rodgers off the field, do some interesting things? I think they certainly could. And when they're able to fire, you know, on all cylinders defensively, you're talking about, you know, I know Bakhtiari's back, but he hasn't played football in a long time. You know, is he going to be himself from the giddy up? There are some vulnerable areas on that offensive line, and San Francisco has the ability to get pressure without having to dial it up, without having to get too cute. So going to Lambeau is tough. I get all that, and I don't know that they're going to win that game. But I think it's going to be a game.
Here's our NFL and Odyssey NFL insider, Jason Lockenfor, also co-host of the Afternoon Drive show Inside Access on Sports Radio 105.7 The Fan in Baltimore. Jason, we always love hearing from you. And what cereal is your child eating this morning? I heard you dropped the spoon.
This was some Lucky Charms. We had some Lucky Charms going on. And it wasn't obviously all that lucky because I dropped the spoon. So I'll take the hit on that one. Unlucky Charms.
Thank you, Jason. We appreciate it.
You got it, guys. Have a great week. Thank you.
You too.
For more, listen to The Daily Tip, presented by BetMGM. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9 Eastern on the BetQL Network, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.